All right, Jabosai, good morning. I want to begin by thanking our sponsors, by thanking our Talmud Torah sponsors for the month of Cheshvan, Yoel and Sarah Kelman, and appreciation all of the learning and the shiurim in the Kehila, in our community. We thank the Kelmans very much for that sponsorship. A week of learning sponsorship, the Weisport family in the merit of Refuah Shleima for Aviva Bas Shina Chana. And the Dafyomi sponsorship, Michael and Marcy Langbaum, in memory of Marcy's father, Aryeh Ben Avram Leib Zichron Levracha. And I'm sorry, one more, excuse me. Sorry. Sorry, just give me one moment here. And in the Zuchus of Refuah Shleima for Rachel Yehudis Bas Tova Gittel. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, all those who require Refuah will have one together with Kol Chole Yisrael. Although the neshamas should have an aliyah, the family is a nechama, and we thank all of our sponsors. And mostly with that, let us begin. We have an incredibly exciting daf ahead of us today. So we are picking up, today's daf is Ayin Beis 72, and we are picking up Emir Hashem on 71b, My Rabbi Meir, My Rabbanu. So it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines off of the bottom. Really, really exciting stuff today. My Rabbi Meir, My Rabbanu. So we'll say, so remember again, the Gemara made reference to the idea of Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbana. Actually, the Gemara made a statement that the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai and follows Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Elazar ben Tadai, we mentioned yesterday. What's the pshita of Rabbi Meir? So listen to this. Disanyo ma'arvin bechatzeros bepas v'imratzu la'arev bayayin ein ma'arvin. Both say you can make an erev chatzeros with bread, but if you want to make an erev chatzeros with wine, it does not work. Can't make an Erev Chatzeros with wine. So we'll say, interestingly enough, Rashi points out, why is that? Because Erev Chatzeros is a din in Dira. It goes ahead and it establishes a domicile. Residence could really only be established with bread, is not established with wine. Shituf Muvaos, on the other hand, Rabbi Osei, is not really a din in a domicile. It's a din in partnership. Therefore, again, it could even be established by wine. Mishtatfin b'mavoy b'yayin. V'imratzu l'ishtatik b'pas mishtatfin. You can make a shituf Muvaos with wine, but if you want to use bread, you can use bread. Ma'avin mechatzeros. U'mishtatfin b'mavoy. You can go ahead and make an erev in your chatzer. And be mishtatef in a mavoi. I'm sorry, let me say it differently. Ma'avim mechatzeros and mishtatef in a mavoi. Even though you have made an erev chatzeros, you still need a shituf muvaos. Or I should say, even though you made a shituf muvaos, you still require an erev chatzeros. Why is that? Shelo l'shakeach, shelo l'shkach toras erev minatinokos. We'll say, in order that the concept of erev not be forgotten from the children. Sheyomru. Avosinu lo irvu divrevimir. So Rabbi Meir introduces this following idea, that it appears that on a technical level, halacha lemaisa, once you make a sheet of muvos, you don't really require an eruv chatzeros. You don't really require it. Because makes sense, because once you've joined, remember, eruv chatzeros is joining all of the chatzeros into a partnership or into one conglomerate to allow them to utilize the mavoi. Well, once you've gone ahead and you've kind of made all of the chatzeros into one entity, it would appear logically that you don't really need now an erev chatzeros. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir says, yet, despite the fact that technically speaking, once you make a shita of muvos, you do not require an erev chatzeros, we still make an erev chatzeros. Why? So that the children shouldn't forget the concept of Erev. Because most of you think about this, Shituf Muvaos is something that most people don't see. Right? Most of the members of the respective Chatzeros don't see. Erev Chatzeros is something everyone in the Chatzer is aware of, but a Shituf is something that most people are not aware of. So the concern of Emir is, although technically speaking, once you make the Shituf, that is enough. You don't really need an Erev Chatzeros. We'll still make you perform an Erev Chatzeros, so that the concept of Erev should not be forgotten from the children. The Chum say, no, Oma Arvin Omishtafin. Chacham say, nope, not true. Either you need an Eruv Chatzeros or a sheet of Muvaos, but you do not need both. Pligi Barab Nuchumi Rabba Chadamar, Bepas the Kuli Amma Lo Pligi, Debechada Sagi. So we'll see, now this is Machlokes. So one opinion said that if you're making the Eruv or the sheet of with bread, everyone agrees that one is enough. So we'll say bread is a superior item. If you're going to go ahead and make the sheet of or the Eruv with bread, that is enough. Only one is necessary. So keep Ligi, where does the Machlokes come up? Biayin, if you're making the shituf or if you're making the shituf with wine. So the Gemara will say, then if your Rashi says, keep Ligi biayin kishin ishtatful biayin mavoi. So remember again, we already established you cannot go ahead and make an Erev Chatziros with wine. Right? An Erev Chatziros has to be made with bread. But we'll say, by the way, not to be confused with Erev Tchumen. Right, remember again, Eruv Tchumen, technically speaking, we already saw, is Mazon Shtei Seudos, is any food in the amount that you would normally consume over the course of two meals. Eruv Chatzeros has to be bread. So the Gemara now is suggesting as follows. Everyone agrees that if you made the Shitov or the Mavoi out of bread, that one works. What happens if you made the Shitov out of wine? That's the Machlokes. Rabbi Meir says that Alocha Maisini, both Chacham say one or the other would work. Top of Ayin Beis V'chadamar, the other opinion said, no. If you're making the shitof out of wine, everyone agrees that halacha lemaisa deba inantarti, you will require a separate shitof and a separate eruv. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? Bepas, with bread. Okay. Meisvei, v'chachamim omrim, oma arvin omishtatvin. So we have a bright that says, the chachamim say, either you need an eruv chatzeros, or a sheet of muvaos, but you do not need both. My lav, o ma'arvin b'chatzir b'pas, o mishtatfin b'mavoy b'yayin. Does this not mean that the Chacham are saying, either you can make an Erev Chatziros with bread, and that works for everything, or you can make a sheet of in the mavoy with wine, and that'll work with everything, which Rabbi seems to indicate that according to the Chachamim, even a sheet of made out of wine should obviate the need for an Erev Chatziros. Amar Rav Gidlo, Amar Rav Hachi, Kamar, no. O ma'arvin b'chatzer b'pas, o mutarin kan v'kan. Either you can go ahead and make an eruv in your grand eruv chatzeros with bread, and that works for everything. O mishtatfin b'mavui b'pas, or you can make a shituf with bread, o mutarin kan v'kan. So we'll say bread, the superior eruv item. If you apparently, again, according to the Chachamim over here, according to this version of Chachamim, if you make a shituf or an eruv with bread, that obviates the need for the other. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halacha Rabbi Meir. So we'll say Rabbi Yehuda is the name of Rav, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir. Namely, Rabbi say that Halacha Lamaisa, Rabbi Meir says, you always need both an Erev and a Shituf, not because technically it's necessary. In other words, Rabbi say, current Rabbi Meir, technically speaking, once you made a Shituf, especially with bread, that takes care of everything. Rabbi Meir will say, even though you made a Shituf with bread, we're still going to require you to make an Erev Chatzeros. Why? Why? So the concept of Erev should not be forgotten from the children. I'll say, just from a chinuch perspective, it's one of the things that we have to be careful with our children's chinuch as well. Because the truth is, in today's day and age, almost every child growing up in an organized, larger Jewish community, even not so large Jewish communities, have an Erev. So I say, it's amazing. You can grow up and really never even realize that there is a concept of Hotzah on Shabbos. Now again, it's a wonderful thing, of course, that there's an Erev. In fact, there's a din that a community is supposed to make an Erev, but as part of the chinuch to our children, important to indicate this idea of Hotzah. So the Gemara goes like there. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Yehuda is the name of Rav, the Halacha follows Rabbi Meir. V'Rav Huna Amar Minhag, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Naha Guha Am Krei Meir. So remember again, we've seen this distinction in Psak Halacha. So Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav, the Halacha Paz Meir. What's within Halacha? Halacha means we teach this publicly. We teach it publicly, that although technically speaking, once you have a Shituf that obviates the need for an Erev Chatzeros, but we're still going to make you do an Erev Chatzeros, lest the concept of Erev be forgotten. Rav Huna says, Minog. Meaning means what we won't teach it in public, but if somebody comes to ask us a private shayla, Opas like Rabbi Meir. And ultimately, again, Rabbi Yochanan says, Nagu. Nagu means we don't teach it in public. We don't even proactively advise it in private. But if halacha l'maisa one conducted themselves like Rabbi Meir, that is certainly fine ex post facto. So we'll say, so I want to tell you the interesting Shulchan Aruch. So Shulchan Aruch Paskin's over here in Simon Shin Pei Zayin. So in Shin Pei Zayin, listen to the wording of the Shulchan. We're not going to go through. It's actually only one sif in the Shulchan Aruch. We're not going to go through the whole thing. I just want to read to you one part of it. Hamishtatfin b'mavoi. Very simple. Those who make a shituf muvos. Shita muvos. So I'll say something. What's the halacha? Tzrichin la'ariv bechatzeros. Okay. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rabbi Meir, even if you go ahead and you make a shita of muvos, you must still make a separate erev chatzeros. Why? Kedei shelo yishkechu hatinokos toras erev. In order that children not forget the concept of erev chatzeros. Shareina tinokos makira ma'naseh b'mavui, because children are very often unaware of what's happening in the mavui. They're only aware of what's happening in their own chatzer. Lefichach im nishtatfu b'mavui bepas. We'll say, watch this. So listen to this. As much as the Shulchan Aruch says, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, so therefore we'll say, even if you make a shituf in the mavui, on a technical level, a shituf takes away, obviates the need for an Erev Chatzeros. However, we will still tell you to make an Erev Chatzeros so that children should be aware of the concept. Because children, the Shulchan Aruch says, children are often unaware of what happens in the mavui. They only know what happens in their chatzah. So we'll say, the truth is, there are a lot of adults like that also, who are only aware of what is happening in their own little chatzah, and are very unaware of what's happening in the greater mavui. In any event, look what the Shulchan Aruch then qualifies this statement. He says, however, if the shituf was made with bread, if it was made bepas, then there is no need for an erev chatzeros. Why? Listen to this. Sharei atinokos makirim bepas. Because they will say, bread was a much more substantive commodity. So where there's bread involved, apparently there's a kol, right? Where there's bread involved, so everybody knows about it. There's a collection of bread. So because of that, if the shituf is made with bread, children will know about that. If children will know about that, Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says, interestingly enough, Shari Tinok is a makirim bas, mitoch shapas hu chaye ha'odam, lefichach makirim bo, ke meshem ishtatfim bo. So we'll say, isn't this incredible? So the Mishnah Berurah says, since bread is the very essence of life, when there's a collection of bread, people know about it. I want to say, incredible, like what different times we live in. So amazing. So if they're collecting bread, everybody knows about a collection of bread. So if everybody knows about a collection of bread, therefore again, the shituf will go ahead and take care of the chatzeros as well. He goes on to say, okay, he goes on and he gives some qualifications, but halacha lemaisa, we'll say, halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like Rabbi Meir, that in general, we have to make an erev chatzeros, even with a shituf muvaos, for the same reason, so that the children should not forget. Therefore, if the shituf is made with bread, everyone knows about that. There'll be no need for erev chatzeros. The Rama qualifies this a little bit. He explains, interestingly enough, so we'll say, interestingly enough, the Rama himself quotes an opinion that says that we could rely on a shituf even without an erev chatzeros, even if the shituf was made with wine. With wine. Okay, then we'll say about again, we'll just, for our purpose with that one, we'll go with the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. We do paskin like Reb Meir, even where there is a shituf, you still require erev chatzeros, but if the shituf was made with bread, then apparently the need for erev chatzeros is obviated. Good. Mishnah. We'll say, interesting case. Chamisha chaburos sheshavsu b'traklin echad. So we'll say, if you have five groups of people who spent Shabbos in the same mansion. So we'll say, if you have the pictures, so this is picture 238. 238. So if you could imagine, so again, it's a pretty straightforward. So if you could just imagine, it's one large home. One large home. Five distinct groups spent Shabbos in the same large home. Now we're going to discuss, there is some type of division between each chabura, between each group. The nature of that division will be a discussion in the Gemara. But right now, the imagery to have in mind is, if you see the picture, 238, one large home, five groups of people living in that home, some type of mechitza in between each group, and each group has its own separate entrance into the chatzar. So therefore, again, five doorways to this large mansion, each group inhabiting this mansion. So what's the halacha? So chamisha chabura sheshavsu betraklin echad, beshamai omrim, erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. So we'll say beshamai holds, that halacha l'maisa, each chabura, each group is actually reckoned as a separate domicile, and therefore must contribute to the erev independently. So therefore, Beishamai says these five distinct groups who are living in one home, even though they're all living technically under one roof, because they each have their own doorway, and again, we'll see there's some type of division between the groups, they are reckoned as five separate groups, and therefore each of them must contribute to the Erev independently. Beis Hillel say, no, Erev Echad L'Kulan. Beis Hillel says, no, since they're all living under one roof, therefore Halacha L'Maisa, again, they're considered to be one big family, and therefore Halacha L'Maisa, there's only one joint contribution to the Erev necessary. Each unit need not separately contribute to the Erev. Look at Rashi, Beis Hillel Omrim, we'll see that later. Fine. So we'll say, this is machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Five groups living under one roof with some type of mechitza between them, each of them with their own doorway to the chatzar, are they reckoned as five distinct units, one cohesive unit, the nafkamina will be, do they need one joint contribution to the Eruv or five separate contributions to the Eruv? Beis Shammai, five separate groups, five separate Eruvs. Or five separate contributions. Beis Hillel, one group, one contribution to the Eruv. Says the Gemara Modim, Shebizman Shemektasim Shruim Bechadarim Oba Alios, Shein Tzvich in Eruv L'chol Chabura V'chabura. But Beis Hillel will ultimately agree that if Halacha L'maisa, the members of the group are living in chadarim, which means, it appears that it means separate distinct rooms, o ba'alios, or again, I will say separate distinct areas or floors, shein tzrichin erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. I will say under those circumstances, halacha l'maisa, we will require a separate erev for each chabura, for each group. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Modu kishem etzasin shruyin tavlu kehei batim v'lo damu lehei shakavos." Fine. So we'll say, "So good." So that's the Mishnah. Here we go. Amar Rav Nachman. So we'll say the obvious shot that we have to deal with is everyone's assuming, not assuming, but we're all understanding that obviously there must be some type of barrier in between these five groups. Because we'll say, if you have five groups of people living in one home, the fact that there are five groups of people, but all under one roof, that one roof merges them into one cohesive unit. So we must be dealing with some type of barrier, some type of mechitza inside the home in between these groups. So here we go, Rav Nachman, machlokes b'mispas. The machlokes Hashem b'silel is when there's a mispas. So we'll say mispas, Rashi says over here, machlokes, a mispas is a small mechitza, a small partition made out of pieces of wood. But this is a very low and inferior, being low in terms of height, lack of height. It is a short mechitza made in an inferior fashion. So machlokes v'sham beis hillel is when you have this mispas, this inferior mechitza. Abba b'mechitza asara, but if the mechitza in question goes up 10 tefachim, has a height of 10 tefachim, divrei hakol eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura. Everyone of the Gerbo says that if there's a mechitza of 10 tefachim, a mechitza of 10 tefachim is something significant and legitimate, that is a legitimate barrier, everyone will agree that each chabura requires its own eruv contribution. When we say about eruv l'chol chabura, That doesn't literally mean that everyone needs their own Erev. It means that each of them must make their own Erev contribution because they are each reckoned as a separate and distinct domicile. Ikadami, another version of this machlokis, Amrav Nachman, af b'mesifas machlokis. Rav Nachman says, that none of the machlokas Yishan Beisilel is even with this inferior mechitza. Okay, so Pligi bar Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi. So we'll say Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi had a machlokas about the machlokas. So chad amar machlokas v'mechitzas hamagios latikra. So one opinion said the machlokas Yishan Beisilel is when you have partitions that reach to the ceiling of the house. That's when there's a machlokas Yishan Beisilel. Beishamay will say, oh, you have partitions that reach to the ceiling of the house. That makes each of these groups a separate, independent entity, and therefore, halacha l'maaseh, they must each make their own area of contribution. Beis Hillel still says, no, the fact that they're living in one house means that they're one unit. Aval, mechitzos she'in magios latikra, but if the mechitzos do not reach the roof, the ceiling, divrei hakol erev echad l'kulan, according to this opinion, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel will agree that if the mechitzos do not reach the roof, then halacha l'maaseh, one joint Erev or one joint Erev contribution is enough. The Chadam, the other opinion, said, no, machlokes b'mechitzos she'in magios latikra. No, the machlokes Yishan Beis Hillel is when you have partitions that don't reach the ceiling. Aval b'mechitzos hamagios latikra. They will say, if halacha l'maaseh, you have mechitzos that reach the ceiling, devrei hakol tzrichin Erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. Everyone agrees that in that case, each group will have to make its own independent area of contribution. So we'll say, so there's a machlokes as to the parameters of the machlokes. Amud beis. So meisvei. So the Gemara raises the kasha. Amud Rabbi Yehuda ha-sabar. Rabbi Yehuda the sabar said, so what does it mean, sabar? Rashi says, al shein churfei kari lehachi. So we'll say, sabar is like svara. They call him Rabbi Yehuda ha-sabar because he always had good svaras. Right, he always said good logic. He was a very thoughtful individual. What a title to get. So Rabbi Yehuda Sarah says as follows: Lo nechel ku b'sham beisilah al mechitzos hamagios latikra. So Rabbi Yehuda Sarah says as follows: B'sham beisilah, don't argue in a case where you have partitions that reach the ceiling. Shetzrichen erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. Everyone will agree, Rabbi Osai, that halacha lemaisa, where you have mechitzos that reach the roof. Everyone will agree that halacha l'maisa, each group requires its own area of contribution. Aman nechleku, so where does the machlokes come up? Amechitas she'in magios latikra. Okay, simple, right? Mechitas that don't reach the roof. Shebeshamay omrim erev l'chol chabura v'chabura. So we'll say, Beshamay apparently will say, even if the mechitas don't reach the roof, as long as there are mechitas there, that divides the groups. And if that divides the groups, then halacha l'maaseh, each of them require their own erev contribution. Beis Hillel omrim erev echad l'kulan. And Beis Hillel says, no, halacha l'maaseh, one erev for everyone. So let's listen to this. So now, l'man d'arim mechitzos hamagios latikra machlokes tiyufta. So it's according to the opinion you said before, that the machlokes Yishan Beis Hillel is even with barriers, with mechitzos that reach the ceiling. This price that we just quoted is a refutation. The one who said that the machlokes was with Hashem Beis Hillel is with mechitzos that don't reach the walls, that don't reach the ceiling. So ultimately, again, this price supports that. According to the opinion of Rav Nachman, who said before that the machlokes Hashem Beis Hillel is even with these inferior mechitzos, this price is a refutation. So it's according to the opinion that said that according to Rav Nachman, even by inferior mechitzas, they're arguing this should be a tiyufta refutation. I'm like Rav Nachman, pligi b'mechitza v'adim misos. So Rav Nachman will say, no. Beishamai disagree in both cases. They disagree in the case of mechitza, but they also disagree even in the case of misvas. So why is it ultimately again that we choose to illustrate the machlokas Yishan Beis Hillel in a case of mechitza? Ultimately, again, I will say, so we frame the machlokas by mechitza to teach us the strength of Beis Hillel's position. What does that mean? That Beis Hillel will hold even in a case of where you have mechitzos, right, bona fide walls, even that reach, right, bona fide walls, Beis Hillel will still say the groups are reckoned as one cohesive group. But I could say just the opposite. Why don't you illustrate the machlokes in the case of the inferior partitions, in order to highlight the strength of Beis Shammai's position, that Beis Shammai will say, even in a case where you have inferior mechitzas, what we call the mispas, Beis Shammai will still look at these groups as separate and distinct groups. Koach dehetera adif. We'll say, in general, the ability to be matir, or in this case, the ability to be mekel, is always a stronger koach, right? So we'll say it's always easy to be machmir. It requires much greater knowledge and strength of character to be mekel. Therefore, Rav Nachman chooses to illustrate the dramatic impact of Beis Hillel's mekel shita as opposed to the dramatic impact of Beis Shammai's machmir shita. Good. So we'll say, so bottom line is, we still don't have resolution. In other words, we're still not sure about the parameters of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel's machlokes. Are they arguing in a case, ultimately, again, of inferior mechitzas? Are they arguing in a case of mechitza of 10 tefachim or more? Or are they even arguing in a case of where you have mechitzos that go all the way up to the ceiling? So the Gemara didn't resolve that. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see the Halacha Lamais, this in just a moment. So let's go back to Amrav Nachman, Amrav. Halacha Rabbi Huda Sabar. So Nachman says the name of Rav, that the Halacha follows Rabbi Huda Sabar. So let's remember again, Rabbi Huda Sabar's position was that the Machlokes Beisham Beisilel was in a case ultimately again of mechitzos she'ein magios letikra. So we'll say, according to Rabbi Huda Sabar, in a case of walls that reach the ceiling of the home, everyone agrees, according to Rabbi Huda Sabar, that each unit, we'll call it each family, is considered to be its own domicile. Right? When you have mechitzos that go up to the ceiling. The machlokas, according to Rabbi Huda Sabar, is when you have mechitzos, but they don't go up to the ceiling. So they're bona fide mechitzos, but they don't go up to the ceiling. In that case, Beis Shammai will say that Allah Almighty said they're still reckoned as separate, independent families, each one needing to make their own individual Erev contribution. And according to Beis Hillel, because the mechitzas do not reach the ceiling, therefore, Halach Lamaisa, they are reckoned as one unit and one Erev of contribution suffices. So it comes along with Nachman. Nachman says, the name of Rav, the Halacha follows Rabbi Huda Sabar. Amr of Nachman by Yitzchak, Mas Nisin Nami Deka. Our Mishnah seems to support this as well, because what does the Mishnah say? Diktani, Umodim Bizman Shemet Sasan Shurim Bechadaram Balios, Shetzuichin Erev Vechol Kabura Vechabura. Because how did the Mishnah end? The Mishnah ended with a statement that said that Beis Hillel agreed with Beis Shammai, that when some of the members, some of the mishpachos, are living in chadarim, separate and distinct rooms, and aliyos, or separate and distinct upper stories, that they have to make their own Erev contribution. Says the Gemara, my chadarim, my aliyos. What does that mean, by the way? What does it mean when it says if they're living in chadarim or aliyos? Ilema, chadarim, chadarim, mamish, va'aliyos, aliyos, mamish, pshita. So if you say that the Mishnah is literally saying that when there are members of the group who live in separate rooms or separate floors, that they have to make their own contributions, that's obvious. Right? So we'll say, again, listen to this. In other words, somebody living in a very large home but having their own room is no different than someone living in an apartment building. Right? And everybody would agree that if you have people living in an apartment building, every domicile has to make its own area of contribution. So if you say that chadarim means literally chadarim, aliyos means literally aliyos, what's the chiddush that every person has to make their own area of contribution? Elalav ke'in chadarim ke'in aliyos. Rather, I will say it must mean that members are living in something that are like rooms or like upper stories. What does that mean? U'maynihu mechitzos hamagios letikra shmamina. It must be able to say that they're living in areas that are fully cordoned off by walls which extend until the ceiling. And therefore, I will say, it appears that what the Gemara is saying over here is as follows. That the Gemara right now is going with Rabbi Huda HaSabar, his interpretation of the Mishnah, that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel will agree in a case of where you have separate independent areas demarcated by walls, by mechitzas, that go up to the ceiling. Each and every group is considered to be its own domicile, and they must each make their own independent area of contribution. Where is the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? When you have mechitzas, but they don't go up to the ceiling. Beis Shammai is saying, they are each reckoned as their own independent entity, therefore must make their own area of contribution. Beis Hillel says, no. If those walls don't go up to the ceiling, they are one cohesive unit, one area of contribution. And the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Osai, supports this reading. The end of the Mishnah says, and if members in living in a large home are living in separate rooms or separate floors, they must make their own area of contribution. And what's the case? The case of a room cordoned off by mechitzas, an aliyah, an upper story, cordoned off by mechitzas, that halacha l'maaseh has to make their own contribution. Good. Tana. So we'll say, listen to this. When is all of this so? Now we'll say, now when is what so? If you look at Rashi, it's in the shorter lines of Rashi, about five lines in. So we'll say, when does Beis Shammai say that halacha l'maaseh, that going in Rabbi Huda's Sabra's logic, when does Beis Shammai say that even if you have mechitzos that don't reach the ceiling, that each and every group has to make their own area of contribution? When is that so? That's what we'll say when the eruv is not being stored in this large home, in what the Mishnah called the traklin, the mansion. So the Mishnah is being stored in one of the other homes in the chatzar. However, aval im hayu eruvan ba etzlan divrei akol eruv echad l'kulam. I will say, interestingly enough, but if the eruv is being stored in the traklin, in the mansion, where all five of these families are living, so I just want to be clear. Let's clarify this. Assuming now we're going to Rabbi Huda's sabar. So Beis Shammai will hold that halacha l'maisa, whether the mechitzas go all the way up to the ceiling or don't go up to the ceiling. Beis Shammai says, as long as you have mechitzas, each and every family who lives in that mansion is considered to be like a separate entity, each of them having their own domicile, and therefore each of them must make their own area of contribution. The Gemara now is qualifying that. When is that so? That's when the Erev itself is being deposited in a separate home in the Chatzar. But if the Erev is being deposited in the mansion where all five families live, even Beis Shammai will say, Divrei HaKol, Erev Echad L'Kulam. That ultimately, again, one Erev contribution works for everyone. Now, what's the pshat over here? Look at Rashi. Avalim hayu shabnei achatzer mevi'in pitan l'traklin. If the eruv itself is being stored in the mansion, divrei akol, everyone agrees one contribution is necessary. So we'll say, listen to this. So the high tana midolo maflig bein makom acher lebo etzlan sfir le tamay d'veisham beisil lar b'mechitos pligi. So listen to this. According to this approach, the Gemara now is introducing another fascinating topic, which is let's see it. Kiman Azla. Let me read you the Gemara because Rashi quoted the Gemara. Kiman Azla. Ha disayim. So I will say whose opinion is being quoted over here in the following brisa. Tisanyo, Chamisha Shegavoy Se Ruvan. So we'll say, listen to this case. In this case over here, five people live in the same chatzar. Okay? They made an Erev Chatzeros. Now we'll say, there's a neighboring chatzar. They now want to make an Erev with the neighboring chatzar. So we'll say, let's say, chatzar A and chatzar B, there's a wall between those two chatzeros. And there's an entrance, there's a door between the two chatzeros. So now A made its own Erev, made an Erev Chatzeros. But now A also wants to make an Erev with B, so that A and B, the Chatzeros, they could carry back and forth between the two. So Chamisha Shegavoy Se Ruvan. So five people made an Erev together in their Chatzer and Chatzer A. Kishem Olichin Se Ruvan L'Makom Acher. Now when they want to go ahead and what? When they want to go ahead and Halacha L'Maisa make an Erev with Chatzer B. So Erev Echad L'Kulon. So Rabbi say, interestingly enough, listen to this. So again, one more time. Five residents of Chatzar A. So we'll say they want to make an Erev Chatzeros for Chatzar A. How do they do it? Every resident has to contribute bread. We'll just keep it easy. He has to contribute bread. Fine. Now the residents of Erev of Chatzar A want to make an Erev with Chatzar B. So we'll say you don't need all five to contribute towards that Erev. Rather, again, what could happen is one representative of Chatzar A could go ahead and take an Erev to Chatzar B, and that counts for everyone. Erev Echad L'Kulan. One Erev ultimately, again, suffices for everyone. So the Gemara says, Kiman, whose opinion does this reflect? Ke Beis Hillel. They will say this would reflect the view of Beis Hillel, because they will say, remember again, what the Gemara is suggesting is something amazing, that essentially what five residents in Chatzar A are to Chatzar B is exactly what five residents in one mansion are to the rest of the chatzar. And just like Beis Hillel understands that when you have five groups living in one mansion, assuming that the mechitzas don't go up to the ceiling, they're reckoned as one entity, and therefore one area of contribution is enough. So too, when you have a chatzar that is joined in one Erev, they become one entity. Therefore, when they want to make an Erev with another chatzar, you don't need the active participation of all five. Instead, all you need is what? The active participation of one on behalf of the collective group. Vika da'amri, others explain a little bit differently. When is this so? Kishaya Erev ba'etzlan. This is if the Erev was deposited in the home. So again, when is this so that Allah Kalamaisa again, according to the Shammai, they're reckoned as separate entities? That's when the Erev is placed in the home, in the mansion. But if the Erev is being taken to another home in the Chatzar, when do we say that according to Vixion? When do we say according to Vesilo, one Erev suffices for all of them? That's when the Erev is being deposited in the mansion itself. But if the Erev is being deposited in a different home in the Chatzar, everyone agrees that each independent Chabura must make their own contribution. Kiman as lohadasanya. So we'll say, according to this approach, whose opinion is reflected in the following brisa? Chamisha shagavu es eruvan, kishem olichin es eruvan, lomakom acher eruv echad lekulan. So we'll say, whose opinion is reflected in the following brisa? That again, when you have five residents of a chatzar who join in a common eruv, and then chatzar A wants to join with chatzar B, you do not need the participation of all five people in chatzar A. Rather, one person could represent. To which the Gemara says, according to this approach, the Gemara says, Kiman, whose opinion does it reflect? To lo kichad. It won't reflect the opinion of Beis Shammai or the opinion of Beis Hillel. So we'll say, let's go back for just a moment because let's close out the sugya. So how do we paskin in this case? Because we'll say, this is actually a very interesting case. Five groups of people, five distinct groups residing for Shabbos in one large mansion. Each group settles in a different part of the mansion with their own doorway to the chatzar. This is very important, I will say. It's that doorway, it's that separate, distinct doorway that kind of creates the chalos shame, you know, the private domicile idea. So I will say, so how do we paskin in that case? Mechitas, no mechitas, mistos, magios, letikra, reaching the same, I will listen to this. So the Shulchan Aruch paskin is over here. Shulchan Aruch paskin, this is in Simon Shin Ayin Sif Gimel. So listen to this. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, here we go. Chamesh chaburos sheshavsu b'traklin. If you have five groups who lived in one mansion, then what happens? V'chalukin b'mechitzos. But ultimately, again, the mansion is divided up by mechitzos. See, each group, Rabbi Osei, literally has its own separate demarcated area. Im overim kulam ze al ze shein pesach pasor lechatzar ela achitzon the kulam overim derech intrichin litein be'erev elishnaya pnimin. Okay, we'll skip a little bit. Veim haya lechol echad ve'echad pesach b'chatzar. So let's listen to this. If each and every group has its own doorway to the chatzar, im hamachitzos megios letikra besoch gimel tfachim. So we'll say if the mechitzos reach the ceiling. Interestingly enough, he says, now what does reach the ceiling, Rabbi Osei? Reach the ceiling means they're within three tefachim. Which, right, because we'll say, what happens if you're within three tefachim? Love it. So again, we'll say, it's interesting, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch feels the need to, I don't know, maybe Mr. Brook comments on this, I didn't see. But I don't know why he feels the need to do this, but okay. Right, so if the mechitzas reach until the ceiling, whether actually or halachically, dahavi kol echad cheder bifnei atzmo, afilu hein shel yirios. Well, say, interestingly enough, even if it's not like a solid wall, even if it's like curtains, in bnei achatzer nosana era be'echam mishar be'avati achatzer tzorich kol achas va'achas mechaburos shebetraklin litin eruv. Aval nosnu ha'era be'zatraklin ein tzrichin litin eruv klal shekulam darmais. Well, listen to this. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin means as follows. So halacha lemaisa, it's interesting to know the halacha lemaisa. You have five groups of people who reside in one mansion. Each of them have their own doorway to the chatzar. So halacha lemaisa, if there is a mechitza that reaches until the ceiling, reaching as defined as either actually reaching the ceiling or within three tefachim of the ceiling, even by the way, if it's not a real wall, but but it's just like a curtain. Just like a curtain. Halacha lemaaseh, they are reckoned as five distinct groups. Because there are five distinct groups, if the Eruv is being deposited in another home in the Chatzar, they must each make their own contribution. But Rabosai, here the Shulchan Aruch says they're amazing, which we've mentioned a couple of times in passing, but we will see this halacha lemaisa. However, what if the Eruv is placed in the mansion? So Rabosai, in general, there's a halacha that says the home in which the Eruv is deposited does not have an obligation to contribute to the Eruv, which Rabosai makes a lot of sense. Why? Rabosai, what's the whole point? What does Eruv Chatzeros do? What does it do? When you collect food and deposit your food in one location, one home in the Chatzar, halacha says home is where your food is. So therefore, again, if we all contribute food and place it in Reuven's Chatzar, that makes Reuven's home our domicile. I will say, well, obviously, if the food is being deposited in Reuven's home, then what? Reuven's home is Reuven's home, even without what? Even without an Eruv contribution. So we'll say, interestingly enough, halach lemaisa, if the Eruv is being deposited in the truckland, in the mansion, then halach lemaisa, no contribution at all is going to be necessary. So at the end of the day, we actually do pass again like Rabbi Yehuda HaSavar, that halach lemaisa, that the machlokes of Yerushalmi is only the case of machitza megillah rakia, we pass again, not rakia, sorry, tikra, we pass again ultimately again, like a Beis Hillel, that halacha lemaisa, as long as the mechitzas reach the roof or within three tefachim of the roof, then halacha lemaisa, they are going to be reckoned as separate independent entities, must make their own Eruv contributions. That's really the divrei hakol. But halacha lemaisa, again, if that's only if the Eruv is deposited in another home. But if the Eruv is deposited in the truklin, no contribution at all is necessary. Incredible. Bosei, let's at least begin the Mishnah today. Says the Mishnah, very fascinating case. Let's listen to this case. Let's say you have brothers. Now, we're going to define the exact parameters of this case in the Gemara, but literally translated, brothers who are ochna shulchan aviyah, which we'll say, literally they're eating at their father's table, which means a lashon of support. So what it sounds like is happening over here is as follows. That halach b'yishim b'vateichem, b'vaseim. So let's listen to this. So they have brothers. They have their own homes in which they sleep in, but they are supported by their father. There's an ochlin al shulchan abiyin means you're supported by father. And we'll say now, the imagery of the Mishnah actually makes it sound like what? That they eat their meals at their father's home. So they eat all of their meals at their father's home, but they sleep in their own independent homes. So what's the halacha? Tzvichin eruv l'chol echad ve'echad. Each brother, each home, must make their own eruv contribution. So, right, so they each have their own home, they must make their own Eruv contribution. Therefore, we'll say if one of the brothers forgot and didn't participate in the Eruv on Erev Shabbos, Mevatel es Rishuso. So we'll say again, he has to be Mevatel es Rishuso. In other words, we'll say he doesn't have to. But if he's not Mevatel es Rishuso, then what? Then what? Then no one could carry in the Chaser. So if one of the brothers failed to participate in the Eruv, the only way to ensure that the others could go ahead and carry, when is this so? Bizman shemolichin Eruvin b'makom acher. This is only assuming that the Eruv is being deposited in one of the other homes in the Chaser. Avalim haya Eruv ba'etzlan. But I will say, if the Eruv is being deposited in one of the homes of one of the brothers, or the Gemara says, oh, she'eni man diyun b'chatzer, or for that matter, again, there are no other residents in the chatzer except for the brothers and their father, einon tzrichin la'arev. Then in that case, halacha lemaisa, there is no need for an Eruv at all. So both say, see, interestingly enough, what it's saying is as follows. Again, we'll define the parameters of this case. If you look at Rashi, avalim haya, Eruv kol achatzer bala beis avihen, shalahuskuk la'eruv. So let's listen to this. See, interestingly enough, Rashi's understanding, im haya Eruv ba'etzlan, if the Eruv is deposited with them, Rashi understands it to mean being deposited in the father's home. We'll discuss the parameters of that case. Or there's no one else living in the chatzer, an Eruv is not necessary at all. I will say, let's just do one line in the Gemara. Shema mina, what do you see from here? Makom lina gorin. Rabbi say, you see from here that the definition of a domicile, Rabbi say, is what? Is what? Is where you sleep. Because what's happening in the case of the Mishnah? What's happening in the case of the Mishnah is the brothers are eating in one place, but they're sleeping in a different place. Right? So they're going ahead, I will say, what? They're going ahead and eating in their father's house and sleeping in their own homes. So yet, what does the Mishnah say? Each brother is reckoned as a separate domicile. What do you see from here? What determines the domicile? Where you eat. So you understand what a beautiful kiss this is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you say, where else does this machlokes come up? Chanukah. So I say, it's an incredible meaning of Mar Cheshvan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows it's a little while until we get to a Yom Tiv. So he gives us a little Chanukah illusion. So say, this is the most dramatic machlokes by Chanukah. Where do you light Chanukah licht? Is it where you sleep or is it where you eat? So of course, this is a big discussion that comes up from those or let's say in yeshiva, where you sleep in one place, you eat in a different place. But I will say, but the shot comes up all the time. Person is going to be out on night of Hanukkah. I'm going to a family Hanukkah mesiba, and I'm going to be out too late. But I'm eating dinner in one place, but I'm going to sleep somewhere else. It's one of the major machlokas in my Hanukkah. Interestingly enough, the Gemara says, well, by Erevin, it's not really machlokas. By Erevin, it's clear that the Mishnah indicates to us that home is where you sleep, not where you eat. V'haraya, each brother, even though they're all eating in the same place, must make their own Erev contribution. To which the Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yudam Rab, maybe not." The Mekabli Prashen Rav Osa. Maybe when it says "Ochlan Ashulchan Avien," that they're eating at their father's table, we interpreted that literally to mean that what? That Halacha Lamaisa, they're eating with their father. Maybe that's not what it means. Maybe what it means is they get an allowance. They get an allowance. So their father's supporting them. It doesn't mean they're actually eating with him. It just means they're giving him money. But it's quite possible that the case of the Mishnah is dealing with the case where halacha lemaisa, each brother is eating in his own home also, and that's why they each require an Erev. So it's not necessarily a raya, to home is where you eat, even if you sleep somewhere else. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Meretz Hashem with that discussion tomorrow. Shkoyach.